With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump declared victory during an early morning speech to supporters in Florida. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Before the race was officially called, but on the cusp of victory, Trump said voters sent a clear message in this election.
America has given us an unprecedented and powerful mandate.
And he vowed to deliver on his promises.
We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country.
At 78, Trump would be the oldest president ever elected and the first one to win non-consecutive terms in the White House in 132 years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An election night party at Howard University in Washington, D.C. Kamala Harris's campaign co-chair, Cedric Richmond, said the vice president will not speak to supporters until later today.
We will continue overnight to fight to make sure that every vote is counted, that every voice has spoken. So you won't hear from the vice president tonight, but you will hear from her tomorrow. She will be back here tomorrow.
Election day winners on Wall Street.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished at 42,221.88 on Tuesday, up 428.48 points from Monday's close. That's a 1% climb. And history says it could have been predicted. Here's what the Dow did on election day for the four most recent presidential races. November 3rd, 2020, up 455 points or 2.1%. November 8th, 2016, up 73 points or 0.4%. November 6th, 2012, up 133 points or 1%. November 4th, 2008, up 306%, up 305 points or 3.28%. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A free speech battle is taking place at one Virginia school.
Two third-year female law students at George Mason University were chatting with other students online when one of the males indicated that he would be asking school officials to begin placing feminine hygiene products in all the men's restrooms on campus. The two women said they thought that would be a bad idea, and now GMU has banned them from having any contact with a male student. The women are suing under provisions of the First and 14th Amendments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in this country. According to a new study released by the American Jewish Committee, three-fourths of the general public now believes anti-Semitism is a problem in the U.S. That percentage is even higher among those non-Jews who know someone who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everyone is responsible for fighting the problem. In fact, anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the world. This is SRN News. State police have destroyed tens of thousands of pounds of marijuana plants at greenhouses in northwestern New Mexico.
Dozens of agents were assigned to eradicate the plants in October. State regulators had started the process of revoking the license of NNK Equity, having filed a non-compliance order and a default order earlier this year. The company accused of not posting its licenses on site, failing to obtain water rights for cultivation, and violating sanitation and health requirements. An attorney for the company said his client's civil rights were violated and that the company plans to sue. John Scott reporting.
A pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz, now on the auction block nearly two decades after a thief stole the shoes, believing they had real jewels on them. Heritage Auctions in Dallas announced in a news release Monday that online bidding has begun and will continue through December 7th. More details at srnnews.com.